It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase is the president himself. It is the man, it is a happy birthday man, Mr. Peter Carpenter. What's going on, Peter?
Not much, Justin. Just sitting here listening to some great Carolina beach music.
That's right, man. That's right. First of all, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Wait, 21 today?
Yeah, I wish. That was many years ago.
There you go. Well, happy birthday from all of us here at On the Boardwalk and Beach Boogie and Blues to you, man. And, you know, big nomination show last week, and got a little bit of a different thing going on this year with everything going on with the pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, we had to do a few changes this year, but hey, that just means next year is going to be bigger and better the way we look at it. And, you know, we just got to do what's right and, you know, be safe for people. And we understand, you know, people want to get out and about, but we still got to be safe about it. So, you know, our age group, unfortunately, you know, is some of the ones that are more targeted at this disease, this virus. And so we got to be a little careful. But, yeah, we've had to change a few things for the weekend. And so, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, sir. You know, I mean, I'm guessing, now I tuned in for the nomination show last week, so I'm guessing that we're not going to really see many bands and DJs. I mean, there's a few clubs open. For those of you that don't know what's going on down in North Myrtle Beach right now, there's a few clubs open, but most of the clubs are pretty much closed right now.
Yeah, that's correct. And right now what our plan is, of course, we had to postpone the Alabama Theater show. And what I mean by postpone, we didn't want to cancel the show because if we cancel the show, everybody lost the seats that they'd already paid for and booked. And a majority of our attendees like to book certain seats. You know, they want to have certain seats every year, so they buy them up front. We normally sell 3/4 of our seats before we actually do this year's show. Our seats go on sale the Thursday of the weekend, and we sell the seats for next year, and people want to book certain seats. So what we did, we postponed it. And by doing what we meant by postponed it is the show will roll over to 2021, which means your tickets are still good for, you know, the same tickets are still good for next year. But the only difference is if you had your tickets printed, which some people did, most people don't. Most people just pick them up that weekend when they get down there. But if you did have them printed for the 2020 show, you will have to go by the theater between now and next year. I mean, you got all next year, you know, from now till then to do it and switch over to the 2021 ticket. But that means if you keep your seats, you keep the same seats you booked, you don't lose anything. Of course, you can get a refund if you want to get a refund, but you lose your seat. So, you know, we just postponed the actual Alabama Theater show. Now, we're still giving away awards, and that's what we're going to talk about here in a second. We've got a few different changes this year. Pretty much with the pandemic, we're having to do it on the radio. Of course, our Hall of Fame station, 94.9 The Surf, is going to be our home base for doing the awards this year. And on Saturday, we got a little special lineup of what's going to go on. And I can break – this is the first place we've actually announced it, so this is breaking news here. But we're actually – at noon, we're going to have a special Hall of Fame show that will play from 12 to 2, which is a recorded show that the Charlie Brown's doing for the Hall of Fame inductees. And then, of course, at 3 o'clock, we're going to have the Industry Awards, and what we'll do, we're going to actually set up in hotos. We're going to have a couple podiums set up in hotos, and we're going to let as many people as we can let in. Of course, with the pandemic, we're limited to how many we can let in the door. Yeah, maybe going to be sponsors and stuff like that.
Sorry to cut you off right there, but real quick, we definitely heard that last week as well. Is there any indication on, because I've had, that's the big one of the biggest questions that I've received, is there any indication on how many you're going to be able to let in to hotos for the Saturday industry show?
Right now, if we go by the restrictions that are on right now, about 150. But that could change. You know, it all depends on restrictions that week. I mean, that could change between now and then. It could open up where we can let it in full. But right now, we have to go by the restrictions. About 150 people are going to be allowed in the hotels itself. Now, here's what's going on around the other places. A lot of places are doing what they call listening parties. Like we're gonna have the surf on in the galleon and in the pavilion, and I understand Deckers is doing it, and a few other clubs are going to have, well, they have a listening party so they can sit and listen to who's, you know, winning the awards. We're gonna let most of the artists set up over in the pavilion and all that area and the galleon. So as we announce the nominees, you know, they're gonna be there. They can come in and accept their award, and we're working on the format of how we're doing that now. But basically, what we're gonna do is probably announce a couple award winners. We're gonna play a song and let them, you know, winning song probably, and let them come over over and accept their award, and then we'll do a couple more awards, and we'll do it that way. So it'll be won't be as long as an award show because we won't have any live entertainment. It'll just be recorded songs we'll be playing, but we will have the same Chad and Ray and Jim Schaefer, and then also Larry Sprinkle and the different people will be there to present the awards. But they'll probably do it all. We won't have any guest presenters or stuff like that because of the COVID, of course. But we are going to have a section set up where they can come in and accept their award. And of course, we're going to sanitize the area and have microphones to switch out and everything. So we're going to make sure it's safe. So that's how we're basically going to do the industry awards on Saturday. We will let in what we can let in. And anybody that comes in on Saturday, we're going to sell the tables and chairs in HOTOS to those that attend. And all that money will go to the Scholarship Foundation. And that will be 100% tax deductible write-off because that is a 501c3. And we've already had several sponsors come up, Specialized Concrete, Clearwater Solutions. A lot of our sponsors from the past year's shows that said, well, hey, we're putting up the money either way because it goes to a scholarship foundation. So we're going to put up the money no matter what. And then we're going to sell all the tables and chairs just for that, and we'll have some standing room and for that. And then, of course, like I said, we'll have the listening parties around too. And probably the same thing for Sunday will be the same thing. But we're working on some other maybe little surprise things if we're able to do it. It all depends on the pandemic stuff and the restrictions that are put in place in South Carolina at the time.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about the Sunday show after the song we're going to play here in a minute. But I did want to also mention another question I've gotten is, will masks be mandatory?
Yeah, as of right now, yes, they are. North Myrtle Beach actually has a mandatory mask restriction. So you're supposed to have a mask on if you're in North Myrtle Beach. I don't think that's a state mandate, but that is a North Myrtle Beach mandate that you are required to wear a mask. I guess once you sit down at the tables, it's probably like the restaurants where you can take them off. I don't know 100% on that yet because they've been back and forth on that, but I know that you are required to wear them into the establishment right now. That could change. So we don't know right now, but right now we have to go by what the mandate is right now. And North Myrtle Beach does have a mask mandate, and we might even have some little CBMA masks there to give people.
I got you. And one of the last questions I did want to ask for the industry awards is, like you said, right now, as long as it could change, but around 150 are going to be allowed in. What's the best way for people that want to go and be part of that 150? How can they get tickets to that and just make sure that they're in for the industry awards at HOTOS on Saturday?
Keep an eye on our website and on our Facebook sites, because right now we've got to get all that set up to exactly how many we can set in there. And then what we'll be doing is we'll set up a place where you can call or you can email and check on the actual seats for sale. We're working to see how many we're getting more sponsors. Of course, they come first because they're sponsoring the event. But once we get that set up, we'll know how many we can sell and how many seats we can sell. And so just keep an eye on our website and on the Facebook sites, and then we'll post it out there when you can actually call and set up and try to book a seat.
Gotcha. Well, that's the whole information for the industry awards at the 2020 Carolina Beach Music Awards this year. And we're going to play a song right here. And after the break, Peter's going to come back and talk to us about what they're trying to have planned for the Sunday part in place of the Alabama Theater. And also, from what I hear, there's a first-time announcement going to be happening today. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the 2021 year.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance. And, Peter, we were just talking a little bit on the Sunday show. One question I've been hit with a lot, and you can explain why you can't really do this, is there going to be a virtual option to watch online?
Yeah, well, now, legally, the CBMAs can't do it because we do pay BMI and SCAP licensing and stuff. And, of course, since it's copyrighted music, we're not allowed to do that without paying the fees. People in attendance putting up on Facebook Live or different things, and so I'm sure there'll be people doing that. I've already had people tell me they're going to do that, and that's fine. We just can't do it as an entity. We're not allowed to do that without paying huge royalties and all that stuff, and we can't get into that since we're not charging to get in for anything. It's kind of hard to do that.
Exactly. Well, we talked about the industry awards, and we just mentioned that real quick about the Sunday show. So tell us what you have planned for the Sunday show of the 2020 Carolina Beach Music Awards.
Okay, right now, as of restrictions, it'll basically be like the Saturday show. We'll have two podiums set up. We'll announce the award winners. We'll play songs that are from the winning artists and winning compilations and all that stuff. And, of course, let those artists come in and accept their awards. Might have a special surprise here and there during the show of some artists where we might have a couple artists sing live. And then, of course, Right now, that's basically the Sunday show is going to be that way, but we might have a special thing for Saturday night, which I will talk about a little bit. It has to tie in with the Sunday show as a special thing we had worked on for. If we had the show at the Alabama Theater, we're going to have a surprise artist on the show. I can't announce who it is right now because it's not set in stone, but we might have a special thing at the Gaon on Saturday night with this group, and or, you know, people just have to keep on our website, keep on our Facebook, because we'll announce it as we get it set, but I can't really make any comments about it now because it's not set in stone. It's not 100% sure, so I don't like doing all that, but hopefully we'll have like a little special event that will take place on Saturday night in the Gaon. It all depends on restrictions, of course, and what we can get worked out. But so, you know, basically the Sunday show is going to be like this Saturday show, except, you know, it's going to be the main awards with the female male vocalists and the Entertainer of the Year and all that good stuff. So it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, so, I mean, possibly could have a Saturday show, Saturday night show. That would be awesome if that works out. Be watching the CAMMY.org, CAMMY.org website to see what that might be. But then after that, one last question I had for you, because I had two people message and be like, well, what about the after parties? Well, obviously, because of everything going on with the pandemic, we're not going to be able to do that. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, not going to be able to do an after party this year on Sunday night, unfortunately. Not saying we won't do one yet. It all depends. We're still looking at all the restrictions and stuff and what we can work out. But right as of right now, we don't have an after party planned. That might change. You know, it all depends on how this thing goes over the next month and a half, and we'll see what goes on and go from there. And we can always add. We told people we can always add, but we hate to subtract. So, you know, if stuff comes up and we're able to do stuff, we'll add a few things to it. And like you said, earlier, there's a couple clubs opened up down there that we'll have, and I'm sure they'll have bands and stuff that weekend. And people are welcome to go, but that's just not part of our event. But you're welcome, you know, I'm sure, you know, other clubs will be having stuff for you to go to.
Well, awesome, awesome. Well, that's basically, guys, that's the news for the weekend. I hope you can come down if you can able to get one of those 150 in the Hodos. And if it changes, make sure you keep an eye on all the websites and stuff. But we were talking before we started the interview, Peter, and you said you had a big announcement about the 2021 Carolina Beach Music Awards.
That's right. For the past several years, I've had several people, not only in the industry, but several fans come up to us and say, why don't y'all just come up with one set fee for voting, nominating, and your weekend pass instead of having to buy weekend passes or nightly passes and all this stuff. So kind of switching around, kind of like SOS. So that's what we've decided to do in 2021. When you join the Academy, it'll be more of a cost up front, but your card will actually be your weekend pass. You won't be buying a weekend pass when you come down there. Now, we'll still offer ways of getting in if you don't join, become a member. But a lot of our members said, hey, we'd rather go ahead and pay and have that covered. We're covered for the weekend. We don't have any other expense down there when we get down there other than the, you know, the hotel rooms and stuff. And so we've decided to do that for 2021. It'll kind of be like SOS. When you buy your card will be your weekend pass. And, of course, we'll send you, you know, your lanyard and stuff with it. And, of course, you must display it. You're just like SOS. You'll just show it at the front door, and that'll get you in all the clubs.
So it's a one-stop shop there.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop, and we'll have those online here probably. As soon as we come up with all the pricing and everything, we'll pop it up online. But we've talked to several people in the industry and several fans and asked them what they felt about it. They all seemed to be very excited. So they said, well, we'd rather do that, you know, and be covered. When we get there, we've got our weekend pass, and we can just show it and stuff. And so it just makes it a lot easier than having to worry about wearing an armband. You show your card, and you're good to go to get into all the events.
Well, that's
the only thing
awesome.
We'll get you into is the Alabama Theater.
All right. So, yeah, but guys, he's mentioned in the website. Y'all make sure you check that out, CAMMY.org. That is CAMMY.org. You can go up there right now, look at all the nominations. I believe I saw an email come out. We should be expecting to see the voting ballots and stuff coming through your email on Monday. Is that correct?
Yep, Monday. You should about Monday around noon or so. We're going to start sending those out. And, of course, we'll mail out them. We have a few mail-out ballots we do to certain individuals who doesn't have, you know, there's a few people still don't have internet or don't have a good printer and not able to print stuff out or able to do it online. They're a little technical challenge. And we still send a few ballots out by mail, but not many. And, then, of course, all of it will be tabulated. Go back to Mike Teal. Now, we'll announce the winners on November 14th and 15th right there at Hoto's.
Well, awesome. Well, Peter, thank you so, so much for coming on with us, man. Happy birthday to you again. And we're looking forward to, like I said, I'm still planning, I think, to come down that actual Saturday morning and at least hang out for one night. So I hope to see you in November. And thank you for coming on. And I'm sure we'll have you back on sometime soon.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate what you do for Carolina Beach Music. And keep that music rolling.